Drivers could soon be guaranteed access to AM radio in new vehicles. In fact, the House is set to vote on the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, which would require automakers to keep free over-the-air AM radio in new cars. And that vote, a standalone vote, is reportedly expected to happen next week. So I thought I'd have back on the show Senator Richard Blumenthal, who multiple times has come on the show talking about the importance of saving AM radio, especially not just in electric vehicles, but any new model of vehicle going forward. Senator Blumenthal, always appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me, as always.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, I can't remember the last time you and I talked about this. It was within the last year or so. But talk about this AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, because obviously it's trending again in the news. I mean, I'm a little biased. I work in AM radio, so obviously I would love to be able to save my job. But talk to us a little bit about the importance of AM radio and the creation of this act in particular.
I'm biased too, Melissa, because I listen to your show. I listen to AM radio all the time, and so do many, many people in Connecticut who depend on it for sports, news, emergency information. The point is that AM radio is a lifeline for people across the country for not only news, but potential emergency information in disasters, whether it's the kinds of hurricanes and tornadoes that we've seen here in Connecticut or the wildfires in Los Angeles. It's a critical tool for communication. And that's why the measure, I've helped to lead it in the Senate, and it's called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, would require automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in new vehicles. And here's the important part, at no additional charge.
So, the no additional charge. Talk about that really quick, Senator Blumenthal, because maybe people don't realize, it doesn't cost money for me to listen to AM, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about actually installing it in new vehicles, correct?
It makes sense to install it in every vehicle because that reduces the cost for everyone. And that's an important feature. No additional charge is not going to appear on, that bill that you receive if you're buying a new car. And it's really an important public service that AM performs.
What has been, because there's two sides to every story, as you know, Senator Blumenthal, I would imagine the ones who would not like it, and again, cost probably being the biggest reason, would potentially be automakers. What's the strongest argument you've heard from them against this bill? Is it the cost?
Cost is the main argument against it, but cost is reduced to pennies if it is mass produced, a little bit like the seatbelts or airbags that are now standard routine, no charge for them. The objection at the beginning was, well, it will cost us more money. As a matter of fact, people so appreciate it that they demand it now. Obviously, in cars, it's required. But AM radio, likewise, I think people will be angry if they find new vehicles don't have it and they're charged dollars when it can be provided for pennies if it's mass produced.
And again, we've got Senator Richard Blumenthal here. We're talking about the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. And as I mentioned, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not biased in this. And I try to never be biased in everything, but you're asking an AM radio host not to be in favor of saving AM radio in our cars, which is predominantly where people are listening to stations like WICC. It's in the car. And I can't lie to you and tell you that I am not 110% for saving AM radio in every vehicle, especially new ones moving forward. But I think it's important, Senator Blumenthal, that I ask the questions of, why do we really need it? I mean, again, it sounds silly coming from me. This is my job. I'd like to keep my job. I'd like to continue giving local news and having interviews like the one we're having right now and providing that to our listeners. But if a driver can get emergency information, like you mentioned before, through FM, cell service, satellite radio, or even an app, why is AM specifically necessary?
Here it is in a nutshell. During weather disasters or power outages, we've seen a few of those lately, AM radio is consistently the most reliable form of communication. And it's critical to keep millions of people in Connecticut and all around the country safe. AM radio has long been a haven for people to express differing viewpoints, as we're demonstrating this morning. I'm sure there are a few listeners who may disagree, but they should be assured no additional charge, only new vehicles. I'm honored to help to lead this effort with Senator Markey and Senator Ted Cruz. It is bipartisan, and it will have overwhelming support in the House. It will have overwhelming support in the Senate because it makes sense to keep AM radio on the air and provide these public airwaves for news, music, talk, emergency alerts, all that goes on.
And when you say at no cost, Senator Blumenthal, how is that possible? Again, going back to what automakers are worried about, are you saying no cost to the consumer? Like if I'm buying a new vehicle, the fact that we're requiring now for this technology to be included, that's not going to be shown in the vehicle price. But the automakers would probably have to eat the cost, right? I mean, somebody's got to pay for it. I don't know how expensive it is to put AM radio in, but something has to give, right?
If it's provided in every car, as many car makers now provide it, the cost is less than a rounding error, considering how much cars cost these days. It's like saying, well, you know, I want four tires that are really durable. You know, that costs a little bit more than providing tires that may be vulnerable to wear and tear, but it is part of the responsibility of the car manufacturer. And in the total scheme of cost benefits, it's well worth it.
So you are not concerned that Congress is essentially telling automakers what technology they have to put in every vehicle and then pushing back on that?
Well, they have pushed back, but I think they accept now that there's broad bipartisan support for maintaining AM broadcast radio in new vehicles, and that there should be no additional charge any more than there should be for having a rear view mirror or other kinds of relatively minor cost items. And I think that they will follow the law.
Mm. I mean, you mentioned it before, Senator Blumenthal, that the bill has unusually broad bipartisan support. I mean, it's overwhelming, to be honest. And I'm wondering why you think that is.
I think it's because we are responding to views of our constituents who are your listeners, and they are a vocal and large constituency that's very much in favor of AM radio as a lifeline for people who need it for news, sports, emergency information at one point or another. Almost everyone uses it, not only when there's a power outage, but also when there's a sports event ongoing. They want to find out what the score is. And, you know, they, I think, are very strongly in favor of it. So I think we're responding to that kind of grassroots movement.
So, again, we are going to see what happens. The U.S. House of Representatives saying that they are going to bring the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to the floor for a standalone vote next week on whether the legacy broadcast ban should remain a permanent fixture in modern dashboards. And Senator Blumenthal, not saying that you are a fortune teller, but do you predict, knowing there's so much bipartisan support, that this will pass?
I said to you so often, Melissa, I don't predict. I never say I'm optimistic, but I'm very, very hopeful. So much depends on what the leadership, and I'll just be blunt for a moment, the Republican leadership decides it wants to put on the floor for votes. It controls the floor, even when there's overwhelming support, as there is, for example, the Russia sanctions bill that I have led that would impose scorching sanctions and tariffs on Russia and stop the flow of revenue for its war machine against Ukraine, passed the Senate 86-11. We're waiting for it to be put on the floor because there's broad bipartisan support, just as it was in the Senate. And we have no idea when the Speaker of the House will give it a vote, if he will. So the power is concentrated in the leadership, both in the House and the Senate, and the schedule of votes depends very much on what leadership decides to do. Richard Blumenthal, U.S. Senator from Connecticut, can't simply get on the floor and say, now we're voting on the AM radio for every vehicle act. It has to be put there by the leadership. In this instance, it's Speaker Johnson or Senator Thune, John Thune. And I very much hope, and I believe that it should pass in these next few weeks.
Senator Blumenthal, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. And as far as the announcement is concerned, my understanding is last week, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced that the vote would be coming the week of September 14th. As he says, the legislation continues to build healthy bipartisan backing across both chambers of Congress. But as Senator Blumenthal just said, we will see, and certainly keep you updated right here on WYCC, the voice of Connecticut.